Sermon title today is Light It Up. In the Gospel of John, Jesus makes seven I am statements. In John chapter 6, verse 35, he says, I am the bread of life. In John 8 and verse 12, he says, I am the light of the world. In John 10 and verse 7, he says, I am the door. In John chapter 10, verse 11, verse 7, I am the door. Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. In John chapter 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. And in John 14, 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And in John 15, 1, he says, I am the true vine. Today, we want to focus on the great I am statement that I am the light of the world. Turn with me to John, the Gospel of John, and chapter 8, verse 12 today. John chapter 8 and verse 12. I got it. As you're turning there, I got a laugh out of Michelle last week because she told me that her phone told her that I had hit 80 decibels. 90? Man, I am just about chainsaw level, aren't I? But I have to say that you know, that's what the Lord does in my life. When I feel His anointing, I feel that authority and I feel that power, and then I have a tendency to get loud. I know that. And I know that my grandson Leo, he said, well, Grandpa, you can be a little intimidating for people. But in John chapter 8 and verse 12, it says this. John 8, verse 12, and then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. When you know Jesus, you no longer walk in darkness, the darkness of sin, or of this world. You walk in the light of the one who is light, and his name is Jesus. If you look at John chapter 1 and verse 9, John chapter 1, so you go back to John chapter 1 and verse 9. In verse 9, it says this, that was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. Now, in the New King James Version, it says it's a true light which gives light. In the NLT, or New Living Standard translation, it says true light who gives light. But I want to read it to you from the Old King James Version, because from the Old King James Version, it says it this way, true light which lighteth every man. True light which lighteth every man. I love how that is said. When I come to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, He didn't just give me light, He lit my life. My life was lit up by the power of God. This world doesn't give light. A government does not give light. There is only one true source of light in this world, and His name is Jesus. Now, in John chapter 1 and verse 1, it says this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now look at what John says about John the Baptist in verse 6. In verse 6 he says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. John was not the light, but came to bear witness of the light, the true light, the light that gives light to all who came to him in verse 9. Now, if you turn back with me to John 8 and verse 12. Now, turn with me back to John chapter 8 and verse 12. In verse 12 it says, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Through Christ I now walk in the light of His truth, the light of His word, the light of His eternal life that He has blessed each and every one of us with that knows Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior." Now listen to me, saint. The light that you have is not about you. You get that? The light that you have is not about you. It's about Christ that is in you. But we can say, but the scripture says that we are the light of the world. So turn with me to Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to try to explain this. Matthew chapter 5. In Matthew chapter 5, go to verse 14. So in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, and they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Verse 14 again, "You are the light of the world." You are not the light. Now, does this make any sense? Christ is the light that dwells in you. You are a reflection of the light that is in you. We are reflecting the light of Jesus Christ in our lives, and it's illuminating out, and it's touching other people for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, you are a light to a lost and dying world, but you are reflecting the light of Christ that is in you to others. Do you get it? He's speaking metaphorically. Jesus is a light. He has lit that light in your life. Now allow the reflection of Christ to shine in other people's lives. In Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16, verse 15, you do not take the source of light and hide it. And that's what it's saying here. You are the light of the world, verse 14. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. You do not, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. We are light bearers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are the light of the gospel for what Jesus has done in our life. The source is not you. Jesus is the source of all light. So we don't take, metaphorically, we don't take a lamp and put it underneath a bushel. We don't put it underneath a lampstand because that stops the illumination of the light. If you do the same thing, you're squelching the power of the Holy Spirit. You're squelching what God has blessed in your life. And it's not illuminating out to other people. He's saying, do not do that. Amen. We are to let our light shine. That source does not light anything if you hide it. So let me ask you, how is your light shining? Is it reaching others for Jesus? Is that light radiating out of your life to others? Now turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 today. I don't have very many scriptures today, so you're really off the hook. But if you turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I'm going to read verse 17 through 20. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17. "But we, brethren, having been taken away from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavor more eagerly to see your face with great desire." So if you're just turning there, we're going to get into the good part. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. "Therefore we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time again and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? It is not even you in the presence of our Lord, Jesus Christ at His coming. For you are our joy, you are our glory and our joy." Now this week, sometimes in the afternoon, if I have a chance, I'll lay down for a little bit. Usually it's just about 20 minutes. But I was reading this book, and it was called Fan the Flame. I don't know if anybody's ever read that book or not. But it was a story, and this preacher was telling a story. He says, Easter Sunday. He's evidently a large church in a metro area. It was a very large church. He said, Easter Sunday was just, it was so, it just beat me up. And he says, at the end of the service, he said, I was just sitting at the edge of the platform. And he said, a guy come walking in the door. And he says, I could tell right off the bat that he was homeless. And he said, the closer he got to me, the stronger the smell got. And he says, it just got stronger and stronger. And as he got closer, he says, I was so wore out and I was so tired. He said, what now? To himself. Now what? And the man came up and spoke to him. But when he spoke to him as a homeless man, the Lord spoke to him at the same time. And he spoke into that preacher's heart, and this is what he said. He just blessed me. I was laying in bed. You know, you think about somebody that can hit 90 decibels laying in bed crying like a baby. But I was laying there in bed, and the tears were just rolling down my eyes. Because the words that Jesus spoke into that preacher's heart was this: I died for that smell. He died for that smell. Jesus died for the lost and the dying of this world. You know what, saints? We are all special needs people. Do you realize that? We all need Jesus, and Jesus died for each and every one of us. The glory of your pastors, the glory of this church is not a building. The glory of your pastors is not a new wing, and it's not a new sanctuary. The glory of your pastors, the glory of this church is you. People like you who need to know Jesus. Listen to the words here in 1 Thessalonians again, chapter 2, and look at verse 90. For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming? For you are our glory and joy. You are our joy, glory. You, verse 19, when the pastor of this church stand before God, I want you standing with us. Amen. That will be our crown of glory. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 19 and 20, in the New Living Translation, it says, after all, what gives us hope and joy? And what will be our proud reward and crown as we stand before our Lord Jesus when He returns? It is you. Yes, you are our pride and joy. Hallelujah. How many pastors say, well, you know, I built this church and I built that church, and boy, when I was there, we expanded here, we expanded there. It doesn't mean anything, does it? It doesn't mean anything on this earth. It doesn't mean anything to the Lord of glory that we serve today. He wants us to stand before God, and when we stand before God, everybody that I touched, everybody that I sowed the Word of God, everyone that was led to the gospel of Jesus Christ are going to stand there with me. These people are my glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That homeless man said this: I want to know about Jesus because out there I am dying. Your glory are those that you have sowed the Word, that you have watered the Word, those that you have helped to lead to Jesus as Lord and Savior, those that you let the light of Jesus shine through you. Of all the things you do, this is a challenging part, saints. Of all the things that you do every day and all the things that you do throughout the week, how many of them have eternal value? And automatically I can see that your mind's running. Well, I was in the Word, eternal value. I spend time in prayer, eternal value. We at Crossroads Gospel Church need to reach this world for Jesus. That's our crown and glory. Not a new wing, not a new building. Our crown and glory is people coming to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Let's let the light of Jesus shine through us. Don't hide it under a bushel. Don't hide it under a table stand. Every one of you, every one of you, every one of you can reach somebody with the gospel of Jesus Christ that Pastor Leo cannot reach. You can reach somebody that Dennis can't reach. You can reach somebody that Jeanette can't reach. Adam can reach somebody that nobody else can reach. There is a circle of people around you that you're supposed to shine and let the shine of Jesus Christ radiate out of your life into their life. Amen. Because that is what your glory is. They are. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, I just pray that you would sweep over this place in a way that only you can, and speak to every heart and every life. Father, if there's things in our life that we need to be about the Father's business, that we need to be about letting our light shine into other people's lives, and it's not us, it's not about us. I'm not that and a whole bag of cookies. I'm not that and a whole bag of chips. The only thing that I've got to offer to this church and the only thing I have to offer to anybody that I meet in this world is Jesus. Amen. He is the light of the world. And maybe that light, I said that when I accepted Jesus, he lit my life. Maybe you're right there right now. Jesus wants to light your life up. And if you can say in your heart and your life today, I have never accepted Jesus. I need that light in my life. Why, every eye is closed and every head is bowed. Would you raise up your hand and say, Pastor, I want you to pray with me today. I want Jesus to light my life up. Would there be one today? Or maybe you just like to get up and come forward. If you feel that drawing in your life, you need to respond to it. Jesus wants to light your life up. Is there one today? Father, we come before you today and we thank you for your word. It's so special. And Lord, the only reason that we can go into the next portion of the service is because everyone here has been touched by the gospel. Everyone here has been touched by your light. Everyone here has had their life lit up by Jesus Christ. Will you stand with me today? Father, we rejoice in this day that you have given us to come out and to praise and to lift up the name of Jesus. And Father, what a beautiful day and what a beautiful time in the house of the Lord. Father, we pray that as we go our separate ways, your hand would be upon our lives. And Father, we pray that, Lord, you would open the windows of heaven. You'd pour out your blessings upon these special people and their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.